Are you living a life that feels good? Could it be better? Welcome to the Pursuit of You podcast. I'm Jocelyn Kate. What does it mean to be in the pursuit of you? Identifying and validating your own feelings, communicating them in healthy ways, and building a network of people who will love and respect you in all the ways you deserve so you can experience ultimate happiness through emotional connection. Welcome back to the Pursuit of You podcast. I was away for a bit working on some personal matters and some new projects. If you are interested in finding out the new projects that I've been working on, you can find me on Twitter at Finder of Happy. That's where I tweet about the Pursuit of You podcast. I go through deep dive questions for each episode, and I offer some journaling questions to help you incorporate some of the information into your lives. In today's episode, I want to talk about how focusing on self-care improves our relationships. Sometimes when we're struggling with relationships or we feel that a relationship is strained, we struggle to focus on ourselves, and that can actually be ineffective or unproductive for repairing the relationship. Focusing on self or self-care when you're worried about a relationship can feel counterintuitive. Oftentimes, when a relationship is strained, we focus on the other person's feelings about us. This focus can cause us to feel solely responsible for the strain or engage in a self-sabotaging way because we assume the strain is a result of a misperception. And if we can clear the misperception, we can clear the strain. Checking in with the other person in the relationship is an important part of repairing the strain. However, requesting that they direct us on certain behaviors or actions, or asking to debate their feelings or perceptions of treatment or events, can feel burdensome and disconnecting. Repairing relationship strains through connections require empathy, compassion, and most importantly, self-awareness. Self-awareness helps us interpret situations in healthy, balanced ways. Strong self-awareness, independent of harsh self-criticism, is achieved through mindfulness and self-care exercises. Practicing compassion and care on ourselves allows us to offer greater amounts of compassion and care to those we love. Our care communities have a responsibility to us to take care of themselves. This includes accepting feedback from trusted people about what it's like to experience a relationship with them. And we have that same responsibility to the people that we love, to listen to the experiences of others in order to get a full and clear picture of our participation in the relationship. We can have a toxic impact on other people without even knowing it. And the people we love who love us can have a toxic impact on us without knowing or intending. When someone else is unaware of their impact on others, it can feel burdensome to the people who love them to address any strains on the relationship. Interactions regarding accountability are often rejected through self-defensive behaviors or explanations. To engage in and maintain healthy relationships, we all are responsible for self-awareness and clarity. We have an obligation to seek out trusted people who have the capacity to help us discover our own impact on others. That way we can gauge whether or not we're representing ourselves the way we want to. This can help us see if our behaviors are helping other people, or if they feel the way we intend for them to feel about and around us. The way we engage with other people will have a direct impact on how they feel when they're around us. There are certain people in our lives who evoke specific feelings because of prior interactions and the way we perceive their treatment of us. We're responsible for understanding our own impacts if we want to be considered a healthy, trusted partner or a member of someone's care community. The impact of our behavior is the main driver behind the success or failure of our relationships, regardless of our intent. Knowing the impact of our behavior on someone else allows us to gain more perspective and more influence over the way we represent ourselves and participate in relationships. Self-care isn't only about physical care or making sure that your needs are met in healthy ways. It's also about ensuring that we use healthy processing methods and have stabilized thought processes for interacting with other people. Self-care includes building and maintaining a healthy self-awareness so that we don't become our own barrier in getting our needs met. Taking care of not just our outsides and insides, but also our impact or ripples, gives us the greatest influence over how and when we're able to meet our needs or coordinate the meeting of needs with other people. Struggling with creating new relationships or improving strained relationships can often be alleviated by the right kind of self-care, whether it has to do with recognizing or adjusting boundaries, doing internal work to understand where the strain may have occurred or where it occurs on an ongoing basis, or working on self-awareness to get a full scope of the other person's perspective. Doing internal work doesn't always mean the problem lies with us, but it does give us the opportunity to evaluate our own boundaries and make determinations about whether the relationship is healthy and mutual. We don't have to do internal work or any form of self-care alone. Doing internal work often works better when we engage other trusted members of our care community. We can ask questions about our conclusions, our assumptions, and our other feelings. And we're able to dig deeper when we're open to the feedback of others, and we can make a confident decision about how we operate within our relationships. Self-awareness gives us the power to make healthy, stable decisions for ourselves and recognize if others are making healthy, stable decisions for themselves. Giving ourselves the time and attention to care for all of our needs and build on our self-awareness is how we can improve the healthy relationships in our lives and build other healthy relationships to strengthen and support our care community. In the next episode, I want to talk more about self-awareness and self-worth and how our emotions, the way that we feel about ourselves and the way that we feel about other people, the way that we feel about events and certain dynamics, create what I call an emotional mass. And our emotional mass can impact other people. So it's important that we know what our emotional mass is made up of and what the impacts are to those around us.